balls around the corner. Hey,
what is your favorite season?
I was born in December, but I am not with the snow.
Yeah.
I'm not with the snow. I like fall because, like.
Unless it's the bunnies?
No. No disrespect to the bunnies. I love my melanin queen, you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing that's interesting. I feel like once you miss the moment, it's gone.
It's gone.
There's no coming back. Like, there's a lot of, like, I look at my old sketches that I was doing, like, years and years ago. Like, there's some things you'll pull up. You hear wind blowing all in the mic. Shots is blown out. It's, like, white in the background. Barely see me. I'm looking like a ghost. Like, it's just bad. It's terrible from a cinematography perspective.
Yes.
And me doing film. But it worked for the timing that
that's
it did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that 2012 Twitter, man. It
worked. Yeah. You cannot miss that moment. If I would have been there like, yo, I need the perfect camera, the perfect audio, I would not be where I am today. I would not have been able to achieve what I've achieved if I missed the moment. And I just believe in, just if you have that motivation in the moment, good or bad, or if it's perfect or not, you gotta just do it, because once that moment is gone, you can't go back to last month. You can't go back to last year. Quality improves, expectations change, all types of like perspectives change, and it's just like that moment is the only moment where this makes sense, really.
Yes.
And you gotta like seize that, otherwise it's over.
Like, you gotta jump on it while the iron's hot, while you have it fresh in your head. You never know if it'll hit at that moment. Even if it doesn't, at least you know you did it. Like, if you decide to make a video about one thing and you decide to wait a week after that moment happened, it's not going to bang.
It might not be relevant, yeah.
So it's like,
it's not going to bang. You might as well delete your account. You might as well just delete it. It's over. Somebody else going to take it. Somebody, it's over with. Like, they already, 50 people already did this. It's done.
But it's crazy. Like, we live in a generation. Like, when you were blowing up, like, it was cool to take your time almost, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like, we have fast food content. So it's just in out. You could there could be like McDonald's gives out 100 burgers everywhere, whatever the event is happening, that might not be relevant tomorrow. Like, no one's gonna care about it. You don't know what's happening tomorrow. So I feel like it just like fast food content is now the new thing, and there's no real like,
that's what's interesting. Like, I look at a lot of creators. I have so many like conversations with, and I love all of the creators and just where they are, but I just be like, man, you gotta last.
Yeah.
You gotta last. Like, let, like, it's cool for 2 years, 3 years, but what about 5? What about 10?
Facts.
What about like longer than that? You know what I mean? And it's just about like how you're putting out the content. What are you putting out? And
how
what
can
does
you put
it
out
mean?
Content without also becoming a gimmick? Because there's a content creator I used to love, right? Just because I thought, like, this guy, like, you know, I like his story, everything. And unfortunately, it just fell off for him. And it's kind of like, you know who I'm talking about specifically.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just that he was, like, a representation for me growing up. And he's just doing, like, all these outlandish things. And I'm just like, this is somebody that I used to watch growing up. And now he's somewhat of a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how can you stay relevant without becoming a gimmick in content creation?
Well, for one, I think you just got to do what you got to do. Like, you have to do what you want to do. But I think it's hard because you also want to do what makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the part that gets that confusing, because it's like, you have what you want to do and what makes sense to do. And then those two things always clash in somebody's mind, because it's just like, or creator's mind, because it's just like, well, this is what I want to do, but this is not equating to any numbers or anything that's like marketable or anything that makes sense. So it's just like, now you have to decide, do I throw away what makes sense, or do I just do what makes me happy? And that's the battle between like that the creator has to face.
What's crazy about that is there's a creator right now, you know his name, Nikocado
Avocado. Are you hip to him?
No. What does he do?
That's a crazy beginning name.
Yeah, he's a mukbang YouTuber, right?
Okay.
He was someone that was, he started off as a vegan, but then he started to, you know, start to eat meat more, started to eat a lot of more junk food. He started gaining a crazy amount of weight. He was a lot more thin in the beginning, but he started gaining a whole bunch of weight. I think he gained over 300 pounds just off of just eating himself throughout this content. And it got really unhealthy for him. People were making documentaries.
I think I did see that guy. Yeah, I think I did see that guy.
It got really unhealthy. People were making documentaries. Like, this guy is going to eat himself to, like, to be done. Come to find out, apparently within the past 2 years, he's had a whole bunch of pre-recorded content that he's just been uploading. But behind the scenes, he's just been working out.
Like losing just weight.
Losing weight. And a picture came out of him 2 days ago, if I'm not mistaken, of him mad slim. Like, real skinny. And it's just like, dang.
And he was saying, like, this was all a social experiment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I didn't read into it because I don't know what the social experiment was. Yeah. But he's been losing weight. Maybe people are, like, mocking him in the comments, telling him to lose weight, making fun of his weight, whatever.
But this is all old stuff.
This is all old stuff.
He's still, like, making his coins off of it. And he's been losing weight and bettering his health this whole time, or at least the past 2 years now. So it's like, it's crazy how people decide to go, about their content and what they're really doing behind the scenes.
And then you think about, like, you think about things like, well, even though you're losing weight behind the scenes and you're putting this out publicly, what is your influence on the world? And that's another aspect to it.
Another aspect that ties into it is, like, it also ties into the fact that, like, you only see what people want you to see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we're assuming that he's still eating himself to a grave, when in reality he's been losing weight this whole time.
Yeah. But
tying back to what you said about, like, what image he's putting out there, you don't know what influence he's putting out. We talked about this yesterday about, like, the people he's influencing to do this type of content.
That say, I'm going to eat myself to an early grave, too.
You know how much money he's making? Like, I'm going to do the same thing, bro. I get to eat and make money from it. It's like.
But it's like all behind closed or in front of everybody. It's like, oh, I'm actually skinny this whole time.
Yeah.
So it's like the influence is, that's.
That reminds me of how, like, because Juice WRLD talked about this, too. RV Juice WRLD. But it was like how he found out, he said that he started doing drugs because of Future.
Mm.
And it came out that
Future don't even do that stuff. About.
So it's like, it's all like perception and it's could mislead you
a lot. It's like, do these influencers and content creators, do they have a responsibility? These entertainers, like, do they have a responsibility?
Well, that's the question next. Like, I feel like for me, I can, from me answering as a content creator perspective, I don't think I have a responsibility. Right. Just because we're all human. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it goes back to what we was talking about, free will and things like that. It's just like, I do believe that, like, you should be aware of what your influences are. So if somebody's putting something out, you got to be smart enough to look at that and say, do I want to do that? Does that make sense for my life, for my environment, for my perspective or my core values?
Right.
Yes.
Does that align with me? Then I'll do it. If you do it and it doesn't align with you, then you just a follower.
Mm. Yes.
You a follower. And at that point, then delete your platform. You're going to fall off anyway. Because at the same time, any trend that come up, you just going to follow it. And then it is what it is. You just going to go with the flow of things. And whether it's up, down, it don't align to your core values. This is too mixy. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows who you are, what you believe in, what you stand for.
Yeah.
Nobody know nothing
don't
about
Don't follow
you.
The wave. Set the wave. Like,
that's how I feel.
And you're always going to be one step behind the person you're following. So you can't be your own person. You can't put out content unless someone else does it.
Exactly. Because you're going based on influences of the world and whatever is happening. Exactly. None of this is genuine to you. You change based on the room that you walk in. This is not you.
Dang.
Yeah.
It did. You change based on who you talking to and who else is in the room. That's not you, for real. You don't talk like that when so-and-so is in the room. You don't talk like that if this person. You don't believe in yourself like that. You don't believe in your ideas like that.
That's crazy.
Hey, so keep it 8 more than 92. Just keep it 100. That's it. I rock with that. You saw the math?
Keep it 95 plus a nickel.
Mm, welcome to One in the Mountain. How y'all doing today? As you can see, we got the amazing retrospectral Nazi Nazis in the building. Yes, sir. Whoop, whoop. We out here today. How's y'all's days been? Everything been good?
My day's tremendous, you know?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, bro? Like, yo.
Well, you're sitting next to me. You're sitting next to me, bro. How am I supposed to?
You don't walk eyes with another. No, I'm kidding.
Pause. Nah. How you been?
My day been good, man. I've been filming all week. I got so much stuff coming out. I probably shot like 3 skits yesterday. Day before that, I probably shot like another 4.
You get tired? But,
do I get tired? Nah. I don't get tired. This is what I wake up and do. Like, I wake up and I just create. I wake up and I'm like, damn, what do I want to create today? And I love that. So I've just been grinding, locked in, man.
I love that.
How about
that.
You? How you doing?
Alhamdulillah, bro. I'm cool, man. It's a nice day outside. The weather's cool. You can bring out jackets now.
Yeah.
The fall's around the corner. Hey,
what
man.
Is your favorite season?
My favorite season.
Fall for sure.
I'm with you on that.
I want to say fall. I wouldn't say, like, I'm a winter baby. Like, I was born in December, but I am not with the snow.
Yeah.
I'm not with the snow. I like fall because, like.
Unless it's the bunnies.
No. No disrespect to the bunnies. No disrespect to the bunnies. I love my melanin queens. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just for me. It's just for me.
Fair enough.
But fall, just because, like, you get layers.
Mm.
Like, it's something different about your fit when you can throw layers.
Better, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, any other time, like, it's like you got a sweater on top of it, this on top of that. It's too hot for all of that.
No.
But layers, I feel like it adds substance to your fit. Like, ain't nobody trying to be walking around with just, like, living in Florida. I remember, like, I moved down there, I come down there with jackets, jeans, all types of denim. I get down there, and I had to put all of that into, like, storage.
Mm.
You don't wear, like, big jackets out there in the wintertime, nothing like that. Like, you can't get your fit off with, like, a black tee and some shorts, bro.
Hey, so
the fit ain't, like.
Who got better drip, the Florida or the DMV?
That's a good question. I can't speak for Florida because I only been there probably like 5 years. But I ain't gonna lie, like every it depends on the fashion, like the fashion people in that state. Cause you got every state has like the followers.
Yeah.
That's just following the trend, and it's just like, oh, like Florida, for instance, they might match the top to the shorts, to the shoes. To me, that's corny.
Right.
Like you just look like it's just too matchy.
They look like
it's too matchy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the green on your shoes, the green, like it's just too matchy. But you got the same thing for here. You might just wear the biker jeans and the New Balance and the blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So it just depends on like who really be throwing that on or who really don't in the state. Respectively, I think every state got the people that like throw it on, and you got the people that just be following. But personally, I like Maryland. I like Maryland swag a little bit better. Yeah. I like DMV fashion a little bit better. But the biker jeans, you know what I'm saying?
They gotta let that go.
Yeah, we gotta let that go. That's the one thing you see. That's the one thing I pointed out. The biker jeans,
the New Balance, the foam posits. It's like that was a time.
Oh my
bro.
God! Yeah.
That was a time.
What was the jacket with the HH on it?
The Helly Hansen.
Yeah.
Those are tough though. I can't lie. I like
the spider jackets, the Sabiato, all of that. I mean, Sabiato, all of that is still tough. But it's just like it's just how you wear it.
The boat shoes era.
Yeah,
y'all had some boat shoes.
I remember the Nike basketball era when people were wearing khakis and like hyperposites.
You were in cargo
dunks and stuff.
You're cargo shorts, Nike Ali with some boat
with
shoes
some on. Sperry's on.
Or the ones where everybody used to cut the jeans. That was a long time ago. He used to cut the jeans to have the like the wide leg. Yeah.
The split.
So it's just like it all depends on like the era of fashion you in, but like I don't know, the biker jeans gotta go, bro. If you still wearing biker jeans out there, let it go.
Just let it go.
I still see them around.
I
don't care if they Balmain, like let it go. You know they I spent $1,200 on these jeans. I don't care. Let them go. Put them back.
At the end of the day, the DMV got the better fashion. We got the better drip. We got the better styles. We got the better colors. We got the better looks. We got the better food. We got the better, what else? Better
not,
culture.
Not according to Keith Lee.
He was right though. Like the food be like when it's takeout, it do be messy when you go into like those spots.
Nah, I just think it's like come on, like where you go to eat? Who suggested you this stuff? Because here's the thing: when you go to a place. When you go to a place to eat, first of all, it ain't no way. And I don't know how Keith Lee get his suggestions. Maybe he get them from the people or something like that.
IGDMs,
but there is no way that I believe you could come to a place and find the best spots to eat in a day or two. I just don't think it's possible because you got to live there. It depends on your palate. It depends on how you like the food to taste. Somebody might suggest something to you that's like terrible.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you really got like you might go to a hole in the wall spot that's like the best ever.
Yeah.
You would never know until like the second year you've been living there. You like, what the hell? This been there the whole time?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be hard to gauge. Like Florida got some like I ain't gonna lie, bro. And it's a lot of Haitians in Florida. Hey, It's a lot of Z's in Florida, a lot of Haitians. I ain't gonna lie. I done being in Florida and being around Haitians, I done traded in my American mac and cheese. I'm not lying to you. Like Haitian mac and cheese is just different.
Is it?
Is you never had that?
Nah.
It's different. I guarantee you. Haitian that's watching, they gonna say it's a fact. Like, it's just different, bro. Like, and I don't know if it's because I've been eating American mac and cheese my whole life, but like, bro, it's different. The way they put it together there, like food, culture. And there's only a few states that I feel like really got culture.
Yeah.
Every state don't got culture.
That's true.
DMV, one of those places, culture, Florida, culture, New York, I feel LA, like, I feel like
certain
Texas.
Parts of the DMV, though, I'm going to be honest, it has culture.
Not every part.
One of the states that inhabit some culture, you know? A lot of other places are really unseasoned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, you know?
Yeah, you travel around, you got places like Texas got culture, Atlanta got culture, Georgia got culture in general. But it's just like, it all depends on which state you in. Some states just boring, bro. Like, I done been to states where I'm like, bro, I'll never come back here again. Like, it's no culture at all. Mm. You know what I mean? But like, when you go into a place with culture, man, it's fun to just be able to see the difference in how people talk, how people dress,
the food they eat,
yeah, the things they care about. Like, niggas be matching their fit to their car. Yeah. It is just like, it's like, okay, all right, I guess that's the culture here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Culture is beautiful, like, especially when, like, people come together and they're, like, all celebrating each other's culture. I love that because it's like, and one thing I do appreciate about the DMV is you have different people from all over the world that, obviously, like, there's times where there is issues where people amongst different communities, but when they do come together, it's beautiful. Like, we have the Caribbeans, the African Americans, the Africans, the Indians, I just appreciate them, man. Like,
it's a melting pot.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. Honestly. Yeah. I don't know what other state does it like the DMV though. When it comes, besides like New York and Cali,
as far as culture
and Texas, like the diverse culture. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, Florida, very very one of the most diverse places I've been because it's right on the coast.
I've been in Miami, so
but Miami super diverse. You get all types of Cuban, all types of like. It's not just Haitians. You got Cubans. You got everybody because the South America is right there. It's like people coming off the boat, people traveling all through South America, like coming from different places right on that coast of Miami. It's so diverse that you get so many different foods. I fell in love with like Indian food. I love me some chicken tikka masala. Hey. I love me some Indian. We're not going to talk about the Indian street food.
No, no,
what the hell? No, the street food, we good off that. But like the actual Indian cuisine, I love it. It's so fire.
Bro, Indian food is
butter chicken. Oh my.
Yo, salute to Super 14K Ray. If you are Super Ray 14K, I think that's what he does voiceovers on Instagram.
Oh, true.
And he be doing voiceovers on the Indian street food videos.
Nah, those videos be funny. But
it's so funny.
Speaking on Miami, bro, I used to you know how I love coffee? Like, I love pure black coffee. Like, no, I just like the taste of coffee, right? And I can tell, like, what kind of beans it is,
You like a coffee connoisseur.
Yeah. Okay. I used to think that, hands down, Yemen had the best coffee, right? Mm. Went to Miami. There's a spot in Little Cuba. Bro, Cuban coffee is untouchable. Like, that is the best coffee I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even, like, it's actually the best coffee I ever had in my life. Like, it was just perfect, bro.
That's what would be beautiful about these different states. Like, you go there and it's like, man, I can only get that there.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing. I don't be feeling like any state that I'm in, like, I don't be feeling like nothing is better than the other. It just be feeling like, what are you looking for in the moment? Like, I want some seafood. I want some, like, see, I'm coming here. Like, this is the place for seafood. Like, it ain't getting better than this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want other certain foods, you go here. You go here. Like, it just, and this is where you get tourism and all of these other things. Like, you got to travel outside of, like, where you at.
I'm gonna gatekeep some of my favorite places.
Notorious gatekeeper.
Oh yeah,
he will never let you know anything about anything
for restaurants and certain clothing brands. The reason why It's because I know the men. If people like if it gets on the wrong people's hand and then everyone finds out about it, I can't go there no more.
It's so funny about gatekeeping, right? Like me, I'm not like a slim, skinny dude. So like people, I promise you, this is a DM I get all the time. Yo, where do you get your jeans from as a bigger guy? Like they're like, where are you shopping at? I'm like, there are certain places that like you only going to in the DMV. Like I'm like, there's certain places like I'm shopping at. In a DMV, I might go there and then ship them back. I might like it just depends. Shout them out, yeah. I shout them out if they give me a check. but like I be telling them, I'm like, man, you can't even buy it. You in like Idaho? Like it ain't no website for some of these stores. Fact. You gotta walk into the brick and mortar like building and like try them on and like make sure it fits you and it's straight. Yeah. So it's just like it all depends on like where you at. Like,
for real.
Got to gatekeep a little bit. Sorry,
nah, you got, because think about it. If you have your favorite go to spot and then everyone finds out about, you can't go there no more. You know, imagine trying to wait in line.
It's not unique no more.
Yeah, exactly. Now everyone's called. Nah. Yeah, I have my go to sandwich spot here. That's it. I'm not telling anybody about it.
We low-key do need to transition into the other
guy. You do?
Yeah, for rapping.
Oh yeah. Is that all I have a question?
So what we have here, we have a rapid fire question round. Let's just see how you are on, like, just see if you are quick on your feet.
Let's do it.
He's been quick on his feet this whole conversation.
I like you saying boat on my feet.
Hey, you're setting the expectations high right now. So we'll put 30 seconds on the clock. We got a bunch of random questions for you.
I'll set a timer?
Yeah, you set a timer. If we like how you performed, we may give you 30 more seconds for the game.
No, I know. He's been performing well. Let's just do 1 minute right off the bat.
Straight up.
Let's just see. Straight up.
Ready? All right, put a minute on the clock. Let me know.
All right, 3, 2, 1, now.
Do aliens exist?
Yes.
Window seat or aisle seat?
Window.
Favorite superpower?
Disappearing.
That's good. Name an onomatopoeia.
I don't know what onomatopoeia is.
A sound effect. Okay. Is water wet?
No.
What's your favorite smell?
Cinnamon.
Is a hot dog a sandwich or a taco?
Pause. But it's a taco.
Your childhood crush?
Ooh.
Me.
Pause. Dream collab.
Dream collab. Key and Peele.
Most overrated black food.
Fried chicken.
Ooh,
but that's gonna get me. That's going.
Is Baltimore a part of the DMV?
Hell no.
Naruto or One Piece?
I don't watch anime.
Damn, that was good. You got through. You got through 12 questions.
Damn, how many questions was there?
I have like 19.
I would have got there too if I tried to put a little thought into it. Yeah, that's fire.
That was good. No, I like that.
You know what's funny? Like, I've always tried to watch anime. I had so many. Everybody around me watched anime. Everybody. They always ask me so many questions like, this is going to be the one for you. Let me sit you down. Tell me everything you... Every time I try to watch it, I think it's like I said, I just don't watch TV like that.
Yeah.
Unless I'm eating something, and then, like, you got to prioritize what you want to watch when you're eating. You only got, like, 15 minutes to eat. 20 minutes, yeah, you eating.
Yeah. So you got to make sure
you love it.
Yeah. I can go on about anime, but we'll be right back after this commercial break.
You're sitting on your couch, letting life pass you by, and it's like you haven't subscribed to One in the Melanin yet. And it's just like, what are you doing? You're already on your phone, scrolling on these different apps, wasting your time, texting girls back that don't care nothing about you. Subscribe already. I just don't understand it. It's like, One in the Melanin is different. You don't want to subscribe to something that's just different and that's just going, like, I just don't get it. You haven't subscribed yet? Come on, man. Just hit the button right now. Hit that button right now. Hit that button right now.
Hey, shout out to all my Chase Glitch people out there, man. Y'all going to jail.
I'm locked up.
They won't let
guess
me
who's going to jail tonight.
I don't know how y'all thought that was going to work, too. They're going to get you.
Bro.
IRS not going to waste time.
Chase already sent out, like, law enforcement on folks. It's concerning behavior, man.
Man, they dumb, man. Just go get a job at McDonald's. If you need the money, just do something, bro. Like, these glitches.
Put the fries in the bag, bro.
If you ever get some money into your account, just leave it there. And you ain't work for that money, just leave it. They're going to take it back out.
100%. Yeah.
They're going to take it back out. Just leave it there. Or otherwise, your account is going to go into the negatives. If ain't nobody tell you, your account will go into the negatives. You have to give the money back or you're going to end up closing that account out. And it's just going to be some other stuff. Like, just leave the money there until they take it out.
It's not yours.
You did not go clocking. You did not do a single. I understand. It's just like y'all made a mistake. Just let them fix the mistake. It's okay.
It's enticing. I get it, but please.
One of the best things I ever learned about, like, when it came to, like, financial advice, was if you have a savings account, forget that it exists. Just pull money in there and just forget that exists. Like, have money going in there, just forget that exists. It doesn't exist. Leave it alone. Like, and that's something, like, I like just because, like, you know, don't spend money that you don't know that doesn't even necessarily exist for
you.
Don't
treat it like it's yours.
Yeah,
like,
you know what's funny? I just don't believe in savings accounts for real.
Hey, we about to pop bottles. Let's go.
No. I just believe in, like, because savings accounts, you know, banks, they just going to take your money and invest it in any ways. They give you back the 1% for the year or however. But it's just like, I just be feeling like there's so many other ways that you could invest your money that it gets you back, like, more returns. But like what you're saying is, like, still facts. Like, if you put your money there, just leave it alone.
Stock market, crypto, whatever is, like, going to get you, like, just that money does not exist. Just put something that's going to benefit you in the future. That's, like, it's just when real folks really went to the Chase ATM, put in a.
They was pulling out the 40K.
Whatever happened to those PPP loans? Like, what happened to them?
They coming around.
Some people got caught up.
They coming around. Yeah. I looked down that list. I looked down that list. I caught a couple people I know. I'm like, hey, you know I see your name on that PPP list, right? They're like, I took out a little something. I'm like, I see you.
So we've already talked about X, Y, and Z already. Let's learn more about you now. Tell us about your journey, you know, through content creation, just through you becoming an influencer, being a YouTuber, whatever the case is. If y'all can't see, there's a dog that just walked into our room.
Man, dogs are so, like, pure and just, like, innocent. They, like, I hear good energy. What's funny is, like, coming into content creation, it was something that, like, I was just doing with, like, my friends. So, like, I never did it for, like, you know, money, notoriety, like, anything like that, numbers, like, I never really cared about. It was just something I was just doing with my friends. And creating is something that I've been doing forever just because, like, I'm a musician first. So, like, I've been playing the drums since I was, like, 6 years old. My whole life was centered around, like, music. I went to, like, Berklee College of Music for, like, their summer program. Like, I thought I was going to be a touring musician, a touring drummer. That's how good I am. Like, it's not a hobby. Like, it's, like, legit my life skill is playing the drums and doing music. And very early on, I started creating and doing videos. And it was just like another form of creation and another form of expression to express myself creatively. And I fell in love with it because it tells stories that, like, music can't tell. Like, music is more so, like, I guess, poetry in some sense. And when I'm writing a song or I'm doing something or I'm playing the drums, it's like expression of, like, what I feel, what I'm doing, versus, like, sketches are more so, if I could explain it, it's more so expression of how I think and how I see the world around me versus, like, so there's two different forms of expression creatively. So I like it all, you know what I mean? But that's like, the original origin for me and just having fun with my friends and just looking at the world around us and finding the things that's funny, what brings light to it, you know?
Okay. That's beautifully said.
Yeah. Because it's always, like, I feel like when it comes to making certain things, like, the possibilities are endless, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, you're not limiting yourself because you know what you want to put out there.
Yeah.
So you're bringing it from your head, producing it out there, how people receive it is based on them.
And even the content that you create is generational, like the your superpowers.
Yeah. They're my favorite superpower, the disappearing meme. Yeah.
How you feel about that blowing up and taking off the way it did?
Honestly, with things like that, like you just never know. And to be honest, like on my YouTube channel, I got over 400 sketches. And you never know what's going to be, like, what blows up, what's not blowing up. And when I first did that, like, I never knew. It came to me. Mm. And it was just like, it just came to me. And it just happened that way. And then you can't control what does blow up or not. All you can control is what you're putting out. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that goes back to what I say. You can't miss the moment. Like, had I ever, like, hesitated on something or just, like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, it wouldn't be the same. I just did it. You know what I mean? It's funny because the first disappearing video I did was actually with two hands. It was actually with two hands until, like, I think the second one after that, I switched it into one. And then the next one after that, and then I think it wasn't probably until, like, the sixth or seventh video that it, like, blew up. And then that's where it was just like, oh, this is something. You know what I mean? But it wasn't something until, like, I just stuck with it.
I go back to that. Consistency.
Key,
Yeah.
I go back to that, to the, I think it's like 24 minutes or whatever, the Disappearing the Origin video. I go back and I watch that video a lot because it's just like, it just goes to show that, like, one thing that kicks off, you can branch, you can add more lore to it. And that'll blow up too.
Yeah.
Because that video, I'm pretty sure, it's over a million views now.
Yeah, it's over a million.
So it's like, it's stuff like that. I love that video, by the way.
But
stuff like that, that's just like, it's crazy to me how, like, a little thing that you inserted in one of your sketches out of the hundreds of sketches that you made, you never know what small portion of that video is going
to
blow up.
I'd be adding that meme to, that meme to almost every conversation to ask me, like, hey, do you want to go out tonight? Or, hey, where are you at? Like, I'd just be using that meme for
everything. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, that meme is solidified, I think, in content creation history. Yeah,
period.
Being as the one that created that meme, it's like, I've done deals, I've done, like, you go to Target, you go get the game, what do you mean? I'm in that game. Like, you know what I mean? I've done that deal.
Yeah.
I've done deals, I've done different things, and it's just like, that meme is solidified. And I think it's just a beautiful superpower to have. but I think also when you can create something that is solidified and, like, and I don't even want to say, like, Black culture, because it's not just Black culture, it's solidified in just culture. Or I don't even want to say just comedy culture, just in culture in general. When you can create something that big and you got other opportunities that derive from that, it's just, it's something that you can't even, like, you can't plan for.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's something that, like I said, you can't miss the moment. You can't afford to.
What'd you say?
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but on the other end of that spectrum, there's always going to be, like, moments where you feel like you're not getting that credit.
Yeah. Right.
You know, for example, I know, obviously, even with the disappearing meme, I'm sure there are a lot of people that have seen these things but don't know that it's you.
Yeah.
I know, for example, with B-Nard, for example, with the Billy Bounce.
Yeah.
That was a whole thing that blew up. It was in Fortnite and whatnot, but he wasn't getting credit for that either. And I know we're talking to King Paul about this too, about the smoking AirPod meme.
Oh, yeah.
It's like certain people or certain memes might blow up, but people don't know it's you, or they might not give you credit. And it's like, stuff like that may feel like you're not growing as much as you should because you're not getting the full credit for these things. How do you feel about stuff like that?
Well, I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm here, to claim my credit.
Because
the thing is, here it is that I created that meme. Like, I'm responsible for, like, to be honest, I'm responsible for a lot of people's favorite creators. I'm responsible for them, and just the impact that we've had, whether it's me, B-Nar, whether it's Lena Cuisine, the impact that we've had, we are responsible for, like, a lot of people that create and do these kind of things today. And it's important. I do think that it's important for you to let people know that, like, this is something that I created. But I also, to be honest, like, in this world, I don't think you'll ever get the credit you deserve. I don't think nobody get the credit they deserve.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can put in millions of hours into this podcast, this broadcast, and you won't get the credit you deserve. Mm. You'll get some type of, you know, recognition, which is cool, but I mean, who wants to? I'm not going to spend my time singing from the mountaintop. Hey, I did this. I did that. I did it. Now, what I will do is I will be consistent in creating so that you know and that you can see that I lasted. And what that means is that, I guess to me, that means that, impact of one moment. The disappearing thing, for instance, it could just be one moment or it could be like an everlasting thing.
Yes.
It depends on who keeps that alive. And I think it's up to us to keep whatever it is that we did alive. It's important to keep having these conversations. It's important to keep on, like, you know, expressing like what it is that whatever it is that you brought to the culture. So that's what I think. I don't really think from the perspective of like, oh, they didn't give me the credit, because who will give you the credit? Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like it's a good point, because I know there's, like, you were able to also diversify the different types of content you make.
Yeah.
So you're established in different types of content, right?
Yeah.
Now, I feel like there's certain content creators who they perform a certain gimmick that blew up on the internet, and they make that the centerpiece of anything, that any type of content they want to pursue after.
Yeah.
So it's like always, hey, I was at a music festival. I'm a white guy dancing to Kevin Gates. So now people are going to come to me for that specific meme. And now let me just do all my events based around that simple meme. And then you get categorized as a gimmick.
Yeah.
So I feel like what you did was the right way, because you didn't just let that be your definition.
Yes.
You let multiple things be your definition. Like you also mentioned, you are a musician first. So I think that's like the beautiful part about you is like you are, diverse, like that's
multifaceted.
Creator. I'm not even gonna say content, like just creator in yourself. So,
And that's a great point that you made, just because like, it's funny, even when I did the disappearing thing and when I was like doing every single video, it made sense for that moment. I wanted to do it every single video. Yeah. But at some point I was just like, okay, well, let's do something else. We created the mom character. You know what I mean? We have Mama Spectrum, which was super viral.
I almost bought a bonnet today. I literally went on CVS, the website. I was like, yo, do they got it? I was like, I can't get it in time, bro.
You know what's crazy? I tried getting that's why I was late. I was trying to get a blonde wig.
That's so funny. But again, it's another moment, right? So we created the Mama Spectro character. I got the Mama Spectro fit for my grandmother. She would wear these around all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I stole it from her. I'm like, let me have that. I don't even know where to go find one of those. But I've had the same one since she gave it to me. You know what I'm saying? So we created that. That was another thing that went viral, right?
Yeah.
We created, we did the transracial thing.
Yes.
That's another thing that went viral when I did Atlanta. People come up to me, like when I'm out, they come up to me for all of these different things.
The surgery was great, by the way.
Say that again?
The surgery was great.
Yeah. No. It went well. But I kind of been reverting back lately. But so people come up to me for all of those different things. They come up to me for drumming. Yo, I saw that drum video that you posted. Like, when are you going on? When are you going to join a band? I could go on tour today and be a tour drummer. Like, I'm that good. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I like to create these different moments. And the key thing for me, though, let me tell you, in creating those things, is I always try to create something new before it gets corny. So, like, I don't want to ever, like, some people might be like, yo, why'd you stop doing the disappearing videos? I didn't stop doing it. I just don't want it to get corny.
Right.
Why'd you stop doing the Mama Spectro videos? I didn't stop doing it. I do them every now and then. I don't want it to get corny. Or, like, just different things, because it's just like, like you said, somebody might take the one thing and then run it through the mud, and it's just like, you have nothing else now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just like, that was all. And it's just like, next thing you know, you're getting thousands of comments, hundreds of thousands of comments. Yo, we're tired of this. Yeah. All you do is the disappearing meme, bro. All you doing. All you keep doing is like getting spanked. It's just like, you got to do something else. Like, be multifaceted and figure out different ways to approach creativity. You know what I mean? And that's the hard part of, like, and then you get to really see who's really a creative and who's faking.
Yeah.
And I like the way that you went. I like the way you go about that, because it almost ties back to the whole, oh, you either die a hero or live long enough to be a villain, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you either die with the trend still being fresh, or live long enough to run it into the ground so people don't even like it anymore. And now you're a gimmick because you do that too often.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that point is exactly my approach to when I'm creating and when I'm shooting sketches, when I'm thinking about things, I'm always thinking about like how to revitalize something, how to come from like a different approach and how to approach it differently. Because we as humans, we're super dynamic. We have like so many different sides to us, and it's not just black and white. Life is not just black and white. Yeah. So I just don't want to just portray this one thing, and it's just like where there's many things to our experiences, you know what I mean? And I want to be able to touch on all of those things.
So how was it, the transition, like going from internet putting out context that was meant for the internet to then moving on to multiple different media platforms like text or TV or movies or what? Like, how was that transition?
I mean, that transition for me was like, I think it was pretty seamless. The only, I would guess, like the biggest part for me that was like a little bit difficult is like sitting across from people that are not as creative as you. And that's like the most difficult thing. Like I've turned down deals. Like I've turned down, to be honest, I've turned down multi-million dollar deals. I sat across from white people telling me what to do. I've been to New York. I've been in California with these execs, and regardless of skin color, it doesn't matter white or black, somebody's controlling them on top of whoever it is. But these execs have an idea of how they want things. And sometimes you sit with them and you have these contracts across from you and the money is enticing, right? But it's just like, is when we go back to core values, does this align? And for me, I think even if it doesn't align with core values, nigga, it's just not funny. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you contacted me for a reason. Like, let me do my job. You know what I'm saying? So like, I've sat across from people that's like, hey, I think you should do it like this. And hey, I think you should do it like this or that. Y'all, your company is failing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's failing. You don't have the numbers. You don't have the place to sit across from me and tell me what you think makes sense. You don't have that type of equity right now. You don't have the
answer, Sway.
They're not in touch.
Pretty much is what it is. It's just like, you don't have the equity to say that right now.
How you going
to
tell me?
Yeah. So it's just like, this is what's working. And I think that companies have to understand that. And they are, because this has been things that's been going on for years, but they are, and it's getting a lot better for content creators where now I'm working with companies that understand. I get green lit. Like, I work with a company, I work with a brand, they don't tell me nothing. They just like, you got it. Creative control, whatever you want to do.
We know
this
you.
Is what we want to do. These talking points is might be what we want. We have these bullet points. However you want to approach that, I don't care.
But they're not telling you, oh, you got to be sitting a specific way. You got to have
your company
outfit.
Is like, failing. Yeah. It's failing. It's failing. You can't tell me what to do. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, I don't have to be sitting across from you. Mm. We can go our separate ways, and I'm good with what I'm doing. And if you're good with what you're doing, then there's no reason for you to contact me. So if you contact me, it was for a reason. I remember I did Wildin' Out, and this was a few years ago, and I remember, like, and kudos to everybody on Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon, everybody. Absolutely. like they have what they have. I walked in the room, and first day, it wasn't for me. Regardless of whatever they was doing, in my spirit, it was not for me. And I remember I called Donald Glover. He's one of the most genuine people I met in the industry. And I called him. I remember being in my hotel room, and I'm like, I just feel like,
wait, hold on, that's low key a flex. I called Donald
just
Glover.
I'm telling you what happened. So like, I'm in my hotel room, and I'm like, I called my manager first, and I'm like, hey, this is how I feel. Here's the thing, like, a manager. It's a manager. You know what I mean? They not in my position as I'm the one that's creating it. You're here to manage. I'm the one that's the creator. So, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, this is what I felt when I walked in. Like, what do you think about that? And he's like, I mean, he gonna do what a manager does. He's like, I mean, there's a check. You know what I'm saying? It's a check. So like this makes sense for the business. And it doesn't make sense. You're not a creator though. And I got to be aware enough to think about that when I'm talking to you. You're not a creator. And I remember calling Donna. I'm like, this is how I feel. This is how I feel. And you're a creator. You've been, you know what I mean? You've been there. You've done this. You've done that. What do you think? And I remember, go ahead.
It's all good.
I remember like one of the things that like he told me that I keep to me with this day. Like he was just like the biggest, your most power you're gonna have is the ability to say no, and because the industry is gonna try to push you each and every way, and I never forget that. You know what I mean? Because it's true. Like you contacted me to be here on Wildin' Out for a reason. There was something you saw that wanted me to be here. You know what I mean? Now whether I align with that or not, that's up to me. You saw what you saw out of me, but I felt like if I turned down that opportunity. Am I turning down, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're looking at, like what is this?
What's the domino effect of the decision I'm making? Yeah.
And so I was.
Goes back to the doors.
Exactly. So I was able to
understand.
The door, bro. Yeah, we throwing away the doors and the lines. So, but in throwing away the doors, I was able to understand in that conversation, I created the door. The door wouldn't have existed had I not done my work. You get what I'm saying? The door only came because my work and my progress aligned with the opportunity that was in front of me.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not that the door was just there, because any nigga that's just creating ain't getting a call to come on Wildin' Out.
Right. Mm.
You ain't getting a call. So if you ain't got the rapport within the community and you ain't put in the work, you're not getting the call. I only got the call because I put the work in. What that tells me is that I'm going to get another call. This is not the only call.
Clearly not.
No, that's true.
Yeah. It's like clearly like someone's able to recognize that. And if they're able to recognize that.
Somebody else has a phone. Exactly. Y'all not the only one with a phone. Period. So it's not to say that it's anything wrong with Wildin' Out or the thing that they created or how they create things. It just wasn't aligned with me and what I saw for my vision, my future, and the things that I wanted to align myself with. Going back to core values. But I was never afraid of whether I'll get another call or not. And that call with Donald really like drove that home for me. And it really helped me to understand that I'm the reason that this call came. Yeah. You know what I mean? It came from the work that I'm putting in, the vision that I see. And I had to remember that. And that's for any creator out there. Like it's up to your vision. Don't let nobody like tell you what your vision need to be and like, oh, it gotta align with it gotta align with you, your core values, and what you see for your future. It don't matter what position somebody is in. Jay-Z could walk in the room right now and say, oh, I think you need to do that. Well, I don't think I should do that. That don't align.
It might
with
work
me.
For Jay-Z, but it won't work for you specifically. Right.
So yeah. And it has nothing to do with the person or anything bad to do with their
vision for yourself.
It's just me and what I see for myself and what aligns with me. And you got to know your why. So if you know your why as a creator, it answers every question for you.
It's funny. We had another content creator who also said the exact same word. Should we say his name? Or?
We don't have to. Yeah.
Because I don't like putting people
on. Yeah.
But he said the exact same thing, where he went to Hollywood. There were people that were trying to control him, what he can say, what he can't say. Basically, the things that absolutely worked for him, they wanted to pretty much like reinvent the wheel and say, no, you cannot talk about the same things that people know that you'll talk about. Yeah. And basically, he just did not feel comfortable. He said that it was borderline Illuminati, so like he just stepped away. But
You got to be able to understand those types of things. Like a lot of people will ask me like, oh, why you don't live in Hollywood, why you don't live in LA? I've been there for months. I've spent time out there. I've been to the meetings, I've been to the buildings, I've been there, but it don't align with what I want to do. And the thing is, you have to choose where you want to go. Do you want this route? Do you want that route? And it's up to you ultimately. And I've been in front of companies where they tell me like, hey, we want to hire you, but you can't do X, Y, and Z. I'm like, do you know who you contact? Do you know who you contacted? Like you hit me up. Did you watch any of my 400 plus? Did you watch any of my work?
You just want me to just not do it?
I think you're trying to contact them. Like they're good for what you ask. I'm not good for what you asking for because I don't fit within that mold. And you have to know that. What happens is like whether you're a creator or people in general, they hear somebody else's opinion and then they say, okay, I can fit into that box. No. Do you fit into that box or do you not? You let them pick. You get what I'm saying? Let them pick whether that makes sense for them and their business plan, their business model or not. If I don't fit into that box, I might make sense with another brand. with another company. You're not the only company. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's just like some people think that this is the only opportunity, but it's just like if you put in the work and you put in, you're going to have millions of opportunities.
Yes. Selling your soul for 5 cents when you don't have to sell your soul to begin with is like,
yeah, you ain't got to do that. Right. You don't. Or it's just, it might be the opportunity in front of you, but I mean, hey, there's another opportunity coming in 3 months. Just wait. Yeah. Or there's another opportunity coming, even if it's not 3 months, in 3 years. Yeah. Just wait.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that some people believe like they can't wait, that they got to do it right then and there.
It's because we're so used to the poor man's lifestyle, right? We don't know how it feels to get opportunity.
Yeah.
Because we've dealt with the circumstances we've dealt with and we were raised under. So it's like when something comes, you just assume that that's the only one you're going to get.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like when you know your worth, there's more. But you're so accustomed to that. Yeah, it's sad because you're so trained to think that you're not meant to get good things.
It's self-worth. How you value yourself.
That's a good word, yeah.
How you see yourself, like if you think that this is what you're worth, and it's just, oh, well, if I don't say yes now, I'll never get nothing else. That's a mindset of scarcity. You're operating in a mindset of scarcity as if like you're nothing, as if like they just control, like if you don't take this deal right here, that's it for you.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to believe in yourself.
You're limiting yourself.
Honestly. You got to believe in yourself.
That's very true. That's very true.
Hey, rather than having the juice, have the sauce, because the sauce stays longer, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to say again, you mentioned places that you've been to and whatnot. What made you transition from the DMV to Florida?
Honestly,
before you answer, I just want to clickbait title. Why did you leave Lean Squad? It's like, nah, I'm
I left Lean Squad because you know what's funny, though? Like people always think like we beefing things like that. I got a couple videos coming with B this month.
So
a few videos coming with B this month. Actually, I think I just dropped a couple videos with Lean like last month or a couple months ago. I've been doing a bunch of videos with them since I've been back.
Yeah.
The only thing is that like we just be in different states. Like
B
be moving around, like I be moving around, like Lean be moving around. So it's just like, wait, like we're not like 16 years old, like 17 years old.
Like, oh, you guys gotta stay in the neighborhood. Time.
Yeah, like, it's just like you're young. It's just like you're just here. You're in the state that you in.
Yeah.
But like you get older, you get money, you moving around. Like you got different stuff going on. Like you meet
different opportunities.
You meet girls. You meet like different things. So it's just like you going here, you flying there. This person might be over here in this state. You come back to Maryland. Oh, they in New York. You come back. You come back to. You go to New York. Like. Everybody moving around. So it's just like, it's one of those things where it's just like where you are in the moment.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like I met somebody in Florida and I was just like, hey, I'm moving out there I had never been to Florida. Like I've been to a lot of states and then I just went out there and I was just like, I loved it out there.
Yeah.
Like I went out there and also like I'm of the belief of, I'm from New York and that's where I was born, but I just don't believe that anybody should just be living in the place that, you gotta explore. You gotta experience. Like, I talked to so many people that's like, I remember when I was 17, I graduated high school at 17, right? So, like, they'd be like, yo, you traveling a lot, because I've been doing this for a little minute, over 10 years. Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, you traveling a lot, blah, blah. I'm like, a flight costs less than the shoes you got on your feet.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm like,
you got on these Jordans just came out last week. That's like, you just pay like $290. Like, I'm like, a flight, like $150.
Tight.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, you could get you, a couple of your boys, like, I could go get a hotel or Airbnb, like, go explore the world. Like, you should see outside of your community. You should see outside of the block that you was raised in, the neighborhood, the community you was raised in, because there's so many other cultures and things like that. And it's funny because, like, I talk to people now, and, like, 5 seconds into the conversation, I'm like, I could tell you ain't never been nowhere else. I'm like, you only like focused on the things that like are here within the community. Like, and it's just like, there's so much world outside of that.
What would you say is the most difficult lesson you've learned throughout your journey in content creation?
One of the most difficult lessons I feel like I've learned is like, maybe who you surround yourself with, because I feel like, There's a quote where it says like, "Show me your 10th closest friends, and I'll show you your future." You know what I mean? And that's a big thing. You know what I mean? I've never been one to like. I don't want to be the sharpest person in my group.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the smartest person around everybody. I don't want to be. And if I ever felt like that, I got to find a different group. I got to find different people to surround myself with, because I always feel like I should be able to pull knowledge as well as give knowledge, not just give it.
I love that.
So yeah, I feel like that was one of the most important things to me in my creation journey, because it's not just about when you get on camera and press record. Most of creation, I think, happens behind the camera, and just and how you think and how you approach situations and how you think about those situations. Recording is just the aftermath. That's the conclusion of what you choose to portray and what you choose to like put out there into the universe. You know what I mean? But I think all the creativity happens before you press record, and just how you wake up, how you go to sleep, how you think, what you consuming, what you like, and who you talking to, the conversations you having. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was like the most important part of creation, because who I surrounded myself with, who I've been around, I could have been a bum. Yeah. And it's a lot of bums out there. And to those bums, got to get around a new crowd.
I remember I read Kevin Hart's book a few years ago, and there was something that I thought about. It's like Kevin Hart was he was a cool dude. He was funny dude, because like, you know, he was short and all that, right? And I'm thinking like, what would Kevin Hart's life be like if he just stayed in Philadelphia? If his mother wasn't the way she raised him, if he didn't fail being a swimmer, whatever reason, like what would Kevin Hart's life be like?
Yeah.
And so it really is interesting to see where people are now in life, and they could have gone in a completely different path, and they could have went through the wrong door, and the decisions that they made might not put them in whatever position now. So it's interesting, bro.
That's exactly how I feel. Like that's the biggest part of consecration. And somebody might think that I would have said like editing or blah blah blah, or like, you know, scripting things. That's just, anybody can learn the script. You can learn to edit. That's an ability. Yeah. You can learn these things, but like, Your environment is like a big thing into like where you go. So I feel like that's like the biggest point.
It's very easy to get trapped into the sort of realm of being a product of your environment, along with the fact that like, especially if you reach a certain level within your community, you feel as if that's where you're content with that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh yeah, because I was, I remember we had an interview here with another content creator, and he made a good point where it's like, I don't want to be known as just this guy. I don't want to be known as just a DMV guy. You know, you'll get your clout. Oh, yeah, you that funny dude that did this, whatever. If you want to expand, if you're only around these people all the time, and it's kind of like how you went to Florida. If you're only around these people all the time and you don't have other people that are willing to want to push those barriers with you, you're going to stay there.
Yeah.
So it's like, rather than wanting to expand and get out there and do different things, that's partially why I even went to DreamCon. It's just like stuff like
that. You went to DreamCon this year?
I did.
Damn, I ain't see you there. I was there.
I was only there for one day.
That's crazy.
I was only there for one day.
Yeah. I saw your man.
But for what it's worth, it's like, you know, just being able to capitalize on having good people around you that are willing to want to move out with you and do different things with you.
Yeah.
From there, it's like, all right, bet. That's how you know you have a good circle around you. But if you're, like you said, if you're the only person that has that drive and all the other nine people, for example, in your circle are all just willing to sort of just stick along for the ride, just sort of cool it, not have anything to add to it, where you gonna stay here?
You're gonna be suppressed. It's like every idea is gonna be suppressed.
Didn't like, Little Yachty have like a squad before, or a crew before Concrete Boys?
Sailing team. He literally said the same thing. He was like, yeah, they don't have the same drive as me.
They don't.
And I know it's kind of rough to say stuff like that, because like, oh yeah, they don't wanna be on the same wavelength as me, so I'm just gonna move on without them. To a degree, it sounds bad, but at the same time, it's like, bro, we gotta work to move forward. We can't be content with being here.
Yeah, I did a sketch where it was just like when you have to pretty much like when you gotta move forward from your friend.
Yeah.
And premise of the sketch was pretty much that, where it's just like he's telling me like, hey, I got a real shot at life, and he's just like, you holding me back. And it's just like, and it can sound like you have an antagonist, you have a protagonist, and the writing of the sketch, like you can. you could see how it might come off rude, but you got to ask yourself, is what he's saying facts? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you him back, is that a problem? And can he do something about that problem? He would have to move forward without you, because there's a journey that I'm on that you are holding me back from getting to, or you're not alone. You're not in the same car with me. I got to move forward. So now we gotta question ourselves and think, like, is this the right group for me? Is this the right group that can make it all the way to the end? Or can this group just make it with me to a specific section, and then I have to adjust, get a new group, go to the next section, adjust, and then repeat?
Yeah.
You got to think about stuff like that. Yeah. Where do you want to go?
You need people that will apply themselves. Yeah. And that's why I'm grateful that I was able to build what we've built with Saeed, because he's definitely been someone that's always had that forward mindset, always wanted to figure, all right, so what can we do to help build this? Yeah. Who can we contact to help move this?
Hold on. We got to glaze you up too first. Because none of this would be possible if it was for you alone. You got to realize. I'm going to give you credit because, like, for one, we just hit 1,000 subscribers, right?
Which is big. We'll talk more about that a little later. But yeah.
But, like, a lot of it has to do with the drive you have when it comes to the creativity. Like, you've created the logo, the artwork, the art pieces, the editing, the hours you spend editing. Like, I try helping out editing. I cannot, like, I'm a grain of salt. That's compared big. To you.
I love
like,
that.
You edit?
I do edit.
You edit everything?
I edit the reels. Fire. The
bro, like, it's fun. I try to keep up with him, but he just does it. Like, it's he does tedious, it so well.
Fun. Yeah, I edit all my own sketches
then,
for
and then
years.
And today he was over here telling me, oh, well, yeah, I could just do it using a keyframe. Like, bro, using technical words. Like
what's a keyframe? What's this? What's that? Yeah,
it's like, bro, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's good to have certain people around you. And it reminded me just now when you were talking about the one sketch you did about, like, how certain people don't have drive, or, like, certain people can't commit to something, right? It was like, and it's kind of morbid, one of your schedules. It's like, oh, like someone died in his family, and he's like, oh, you never commit to anything in life. You're the one who wanted to play basketball, and you didn't even stick to that.
Yeah, I know exactly what sketch you're talking about. It's like, you wanted to do boxing too, you didn't do that.
He didn't stick to that.
It's like, he's like, he wanted to keep the legacy alive because the guy died.
It's like, yeah, but like 2 weeks later, you stopped. It's like, if you don't have people that are willing to push through whatever obstacles it is, or willing to stick to something for a long term thing, invest into it, then we can't expect you to stick along for the ride when things go good. Because it's like,
there's a new anime I'm watching, right? It's called Osan Something. It's a silly anime, right? It's about this like 30, 40 year old dude who basically quits his secretarial job because he wants to be an adventurer.
He mentioned that.
So like, it basically, he decides to quit his secretarial work to try to like become an adventurer, just like basically someone who goes on adventures, right?
Literally.
There's different ranks of like E tier to S tier, so like the difficult ones. And he basically like in S tier is like super impossible, like they basically are rumored to not exist. One day, he basically meets up with this group who are all S-rank adventurers. And one of the guys, like, he basically, or all four of them train him to become just like him, or just like them, right? And so throughout the anime, you learn, like, the reason why one of them, he took the job of training him so serious is because he is, like, he has a dream that was never able to be accomplished, which is to basically fight someone that could be on the same level as him. And so the fact that he met a young man who was willing to train that hard just for them to fight, just because, and when the young man found out about that, he was like, yo, this is like, makes me so happy knowing that this is, I'm helping you with your dream.
Yeah.
And you worked so hard on me to become this like strong. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, I'm just happy that I'm able to like see my dream like unfold. It's like a beautiful like
meeting of the two.
Yeah. So it's like, it's really beautiful. The anime is funny too, man. But
it's crazy that you mentioned that, because we literally talking about that while we were setting up, and I had no idea that this was the one you're gonna bring up.
So like the fact that you watched Osan, bro.
Yeah,
because
I was telling him, I was like, the dude don't got no magic either.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he has no magic.
Because everybody else, they put him at a lower scale, and it was like, you ain't be able to compete with us. But he couldn't compete with, like, say, I can't dunk.
Yeah.
But I can shoot. I can dribble. He was like, I'm finesse everything goes to make up for that.
Yeah.
And like what you said, those dudes saw that. They saw his drive.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm going to mess with you because you got the same drive as us.
Did you read the manga? Because I just
that's crazy.
I'm caught up on the manga, so I'm just like waiting here, just like for a new chapter.
That's literally what I said. The same thing I said when I walked in. I said,
we're just talking about.
Yeah, I said anybody that I feel like is like cares and they got it, like I'm with it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's just it. If you don't care, don't talk to me about it. Like, I don't care, like, nothing. Like, you don't care about it. You ain't put a dollar in. You ain't put no time in. You just, you don't care about it. Like, I'm good. But when you see somebody that is, like, willing and they got the drive, it's just like, nah, I want to connect. I want to help in whatever way I can.
And we appreciate that, honestly. Yeah. It's opportunities like this. It's just like, it's lovely to see that people are willing to take that chance, right? You know, and we try to put the quality in. As you can see, we work hard and try to invest into our, you know, into our product, right? And it's not easy, especially coming from starting from where you start from and not having a boost in the beginning or whatever the case is, right? But for what it's worth, we're always going to be grateful for people that are willing to assist and want to network and want to collaborate and want to work with people that may not be on their level yet. But like, at least it's like, you know, we'll make way.
Yeah.
It just takes time.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that, honestly.
Hey, man. Shout out to BOSS, Black Owned Support System.
I never heard of that acronym.
I just made it up.
Never heard it either. I liked it. I just didn't know what I heard. I
literally just made it up just now.
Black Owned Support System. Speaking of Black Owned stuff, and this is just a random question. I just want to put this out there. Would you pay $20 for a chocolate bar if it was Black Owned?
It depends on what's in the chocolate
bar. Yeah, because like,
what's in
like,
the chocolate
like,
bar?
Like wrap snacks?
Or? What if it's just like a regular chocolate bar? Say it's just like a Snickers? A regular, like a Hershey bar. But like, it's a black owned Hershey bar. It's
nah. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't supporting everything. That's black owned. Like, I ain't gonna lie. People be putting out the black owned thing like, oh, just support. Get your customer service together.
Yeah.
First of all, like, I ain't just supporting it just because it's black owned.
$20 for a chocolate bar?
I noticed like the black owned label is also kind of like just there now because I was at a Giant and there's a beverage and it said like black owned, veteran owned, women owned. So I looked up the beverage and it was like the black owned part was basically this one football player who just like gave it a cosign. And I was saying that he didn't even contribute.
But it's really white owned.
It's really white owned.
Or it's like 49% white owned and 51% black owned. So now it's a black
owned. And the woman who owns this happens to be a veteran. So it's kind of like they're just using all these things. I'm like,
it's like technicality.
You have to really look into what brand it actually goes for. Mm. And I feel like if it's a $20 chocolate bar, I'm not the right consumer for it.
I ain't gonna lie though, I'm big on like customer service though.
Like,
I'm big on that. Any like I've done a lot of deals with like whether it's a brand, whether it's independent people, things like that. Like customer service, I feel like it's everything. You know what I mean? Like what am I getting when I spend that $20? Like what kind of support am I getting? What kind of like. What's the website look like? What does the storefront look like? Well, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't mind spending $20 on a chocolate bar if it made sense.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if it's just like a regular Snickers.
And it's just like
I need rock
a sticker on it
like
that says black owned.
Hey, what would Snickers be named if it was black owned?
Can you stop?
I'm just asking.
I know what you're trying to say. You're so annoying. Oh my god.
But nah, man. Like all in all though, like I don't know. Just if it's $20, it'll be a hard for me, I love customer service, but it's gonna be a hard cause like $20 every single time you want this candy bar.
Hey, if you make me feel good, I might spend the $20. I come in there, you like, yo, what's good, retro? Like, blah blah blah. How you? Oh, I saw your last. I might be like, man,
hold on,
I'll pay $40 for it.
What you got, bro?
He's talking about a whole experience. I'm thinking of like you going into CVS and you get the Snicker bar.
Nah, I gotta have an experience with it.
So I gotta have
an experience.
Is it just a regular Snicker bar you get from?
Like, say it's like not. It doesn't have to be like. I'm not saying it's like a Snickers bar and they just put a freaking. And they just put a sticker on it. This is black. Oh no, I'm talking about like they have their own brand of chocolate.
Can I walk into a
store?
Whether it's through a store, whether it's at a table and someone's selling it,
so basically like Mr. Beast chocolate bars, but if it was like
type, but it's black owned. Yeah, I'd say normally it would probably be someone trying to sell it to you because
I gotta have an experience.
Tight.
Yeah, I got to like if I go to like Gucci, if you go to Gucci, you go to. You're going to have an experience. They're going to give you a bottle of water. You're going to walk in. Like, they're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have a representative. Hey, what you need? You go to Louis Vuitton. You go to certain designers. It's going to be like that. If I just got to walk in and then I got to pay the price too, you got to talk to me a little bit.
Yeah,
talk to me. Make me feel good. Make me feel nice.
Fair enough. One last question. This is sort of like our overarching
thing.
Like, there's a lot with guests and whatnot. If you had to speak to your 10-year-old self, What advice would you give him, just to give him some ease or give him some guidance on how he's to operate moving forward, whether it's through the content space for any young people out there, just in general?
If I had to give my 10-year-old self advice, I think I've always taken my 10-year-old advice. I'm like a big kid, to be honest. But if I was talking to my 10-year-old self, and I'll just say, just keep going, just keep being consistent, keep having fun, and keep being curious, and keep challenging different things, and keep questioning things. I think curiosity is like the biggest thing. Like when I look at kids, when I look at like dogs, like I see the most pure things ever. You know what I mean? Like because the curiosity of the mind and just the questioning of things, I think it just evolves things further. So I would tell myself to keep questioning and keep questioning and keep on executing, because executing is like the biggest thing. A lot of people have like a lot of knowledge. A lot of people have like a lot of know-how or a lot of like ability knowledge, like you know how to do things or you just know things. And I just think it's important to execute those things. And I always tell people like the biggest difference, like I'm just like you. I talk to people all the time. I'm like, I'm just like you. Just like you. There's people around me funnier, all types of stuff. The only difference is I execute. And that is the biggest difference. And that's not a small difference. I don't want to make it like, you know, diminish it like it's small. That is the biggest difference. And that's the biggest difference between anybody that goes further or like stays stagnant. It's just the execution. So I would just tell myself to keep being curious and execute. Execute any idea you have, execute it, do it. Don't miss the moment, don't miss the time, and just put the time in and do it. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, you'll learn as you go along. You know what I mean? Just execute.
Niles Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for you pulling up on us and really taking some time to kick it with us and enjoy your time. I really appreciated you pulling up on us. This was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I really enjoyed it, honestly.
Great conversation, great people, great vibes.
Yes, absolutely. And that's how it's supposed to be when we're here. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. Thank y'all so much. Oh, yeah. We mentioned this earlier. We just hit 1,000 subscribers, y'all. Clap it up.
And shout out to Bahir, because he also got the Amazon gift card. You know, we did that.
Oh, yeah. Salute to bro, man. Thank you so much for participating. More giveaways in the future. But thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for going along this journey with us. It's been a little over a year now. Regardless of what you think is a big accomplishment, small accomplishment, 1,000 subs is huge for us. And it's only going up from here, inshallah. So we really appreciate all the love and support, all the comments, all your support that you show to our reels, our TikToks, our YouTube shorts, everything. Just for you being here and watching us and just enjoying our company, we appreciate everything. We hope you can take stuff from it, and we hope to provide more content for you guys in the future.
Hey, man. Shout out to my boy Leo. I see you over there, man. Yo, shout out to my boy Raphael. Hey, man. Shout out to my boy Michelangelo. Hey, man. Shout out to who's the other dude?
Donatello.
Hey, man. My boy Donnie. I see you, man. Yo, yeah. Shout out to Splinter. I don't rock with you like that, but like, hey, man, we rock with you still, man. Hey, shout out to who else? Who else is out there? Hey, shout out to SpongeBob, man. My boy Bobby. I see you, bro. Shout out to Patty, man. Patty Star. I see you, bro. Okay. Yo, shout out to my boy with the Clary. Yo, Clary, you know who Clary is? Yo,
we got a clarinet
on his man. Clarinet, man. That's it. Yo, shout out to my boy Squiddy. Yo, shout out to my boy Gary.
Okay.
Yo, Gary, yo, they got my boy Gary locked up. Yo, I don't know why you locked up Gary, bro, but we gonna save you, bro. Free Gary. Man, nah,
what
bro.
Gary do to
yo,
get locked up,
yo, yo, I don't know, man. They just try to lock down a smell, man.
Free slime,
bro. Yo, Mr. Crab getting money, yo. We see you, bro. We spinning the block on you, man. Yo.
Nah, but real shout outs, though. Hey, shout out to Lean Squad. Salute to Casey.
Shout out to
Lean R. Salute to all y'all. We hope everybody's doing well. Salute to Malcolm. Salute to everybody in the gang. We see y'all. We support y'all. We love y'all. Just so y'all know. Salute to Retro, as always.
Thank you so much
for coming on the show, man. Salute to all y'all.
Seriously, we appreciate you, man. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Arthur. Yo, I see you, boy. Hey. Yo, shout out to Elmo. Tickle me out. Yo.
Tickle you? Pause.
He tickled you.
Shout out to Naruto.
Subscribe, comment. I think it's only suitable if we're going to end this episode
with a wrap this. Yo, I said, look. yo.
I said,
yo. Check. Yo, yo, yo. All right, you ready? Listen.
Okay.
Listen. Yo. Okay. I like this. Yo. Hey. Ooh. Ready? Ready? Ooh. One. A two. Ooh. Yo. Mic. Check. Yo. Hey. 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 Yo. Hey. Yo. Hear me out. I said, look. Okay. Yo. Yo. What? I said.
I said,
And on that note.